Good morning. It's 8:33. Welcome to it. The Plan B Morning Show. Sorry, it's so weird. I have such a rhythm when Hunter's here, and I'm not trying to make excuses for my poor show, but it's just everything's off. Everything is off. There's just so many little ticks that I have, and it's a weird morning. It's a weird morning. But we're getting through it. We're getting through it. Luckily, our nightmare is almost done. At least the music's been good this morning, right? We got that going for us, which is nice. Anyway, we do have to keep moving here, so let's do it. It's time for everyone's favorite history lesson. Oh, yeah. Bust out them history books, man.
And now it's time for This Day in History.
All right. On this day in history, September 29th, 1951, the first network football game was televised by CBS TV in color. All right, the game was between University of California, University of Pennsylvania. I don't know who won. I don't know if that matters. What's notable is obviously the first one in color, a network game. It was big, man. It was big. And think about it now. Think about if you've ever watched any sporting event, not even just football, but you're basically in the game at this point. I was thinking about this this past weekend when we were watching Kansas City, the Packers play, Kiki and I. And you can tell our attention span is so short now because if they don't keep constant visual like cues and attention going, you lose interest. I mean, even on plays that aren't important, they replay it at least 10 times. I was just kind of thinking like, well, I don't need to see. We saw what happened. Like, it wasn't that big of a play. Like, the big plays, that makes sense. But now, every single play is, like, redone. They show the replay every single time. Then they'll give you the spider cam look, and then they got some guy running on the field, like, right in the player's face, and you get the helmet cams. It's absolutely nuts. If you were to show someone in 1951 a game from today, and what we see and in the game, their head would explode. Just gone. They'd be like, what? I mean, the radio was probably still the biggest thing back then to listen to. And now we got color games. And now in the game. And I'm pretty sure eventually, basically, you're going to be able to, like, pick a player's helmet and go to that helmet for action. If we're not even there yet already. I mean, hell, we're doing stuff with Nickelodeon where the players get slimed in the end zone. They don't actually get slimed, but digitally they do. It's just, it's nuts to me. It's nuts to me. The work now that goes into a game. And even watching, you know, stuff from 10 years ago, it wasn't as intricate as it is now. I mean, hell, go back to the 90s. Forget about it. We are so spoiled nowadays. I actually don't know if I could go back to, like, the old basic way of watching it on TV. I don't think I could. I don't think I could because, again, your attention span is so short now that you just need constant visual stuff to keep you occupied while you're stuffing your face with wings and washing it down with beer. Like, hey, I want to see that replay 36 more times. Play it. Play it again, damn it. We're spoiled, man. We're spoiled. 1951, they had no idea what they were in for. None. And even then, they're like, oh, my God, this is in color. Can you believe this? Honey, look, you can see the color of the jerseys. This is amazing. Anyway, all right, so there you go. That's what happened on this day in history, September 29th, way back in 1951. All right, we're going to take a break. Your comedian for today is Jim Gaffigan. Take a break.